You're listening to SBS News.
It's not the worst hit region, but Europe is being forced to weigh the cost of curbing virus transmissions. The head of Germany's public health agency has said he's very concerned by rising infections in the country, blaming community negligence. Over the last week, Germany has reported an average of 557 new infections daily, compared with about 350 in early June. German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer says closing borders altogether is not an option and would only create different problems.
Was ich mir kaum vorstellen kann.
I can hardly imagine, or rather not imagine at all, that we will again be introducing border controls all over Germany. We both have experience with border controls, as we temporarily had them as part of our borders with France, Switzerland, Austria, and Denmark. We had very few problems when it came to the technical implementation of these controls, but we had huge political problems.
As of this week, Germany will have free, mandatory coronavirus testing for travellers returning from a list of high-risk countries, including Spain, Brazil, Turkey and the US. Travel agent Bojana Reshepi says travel industry operators are guiding travellers away from high-risk areas.
I send my customers to where they can fly without feeling bad about it. I recommend the countries that are a bit safer in that regard, like Greece, the Greek islands, mainland Greece, and some to the Balearic Islands, and also some to the Canary Islands.
The move comes a fortnight after Britain imposed a mandatory quarantine period for residents returning from Spain, a move that infuriated the country's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez.
I insist, the error, in my judgment, and hence the lack of alignment of the United Kingdom's response, is based on considering the cumulative incidence of the entire country. Because, I insist, 64.5% of the new cases registered are in two territories. In most of Spain, the incidence is very much inferior to even the numbers registered in the United Kingdom.
Spain's residents say it has already had a major impact on visitor numbers.
I think it's horrific. It's very, very sad for everybody. I think Spain is doing everything they can to keep everybody safe. And we're very clear of COVID. And it's terrible for example, family. They can't work. There's no work for anybody if our tourists don't come. It's horrific. It's pretty awful.
It's a blow to tourism in the bloc, but just part of the picture in a horror year for commercial airlines. International Aviation Industry Association Director General Alejandro de Uniac said airlines' recovery will be set back a year further than first anticipated.
The estimate that we should come back to normal times, to the 2019 figures, 1 year later than in our previous forecast, so it's more in 2023, 2024 than before, in which we were forecasting that for 2022, 2023. Secondly, for the end of the year, we forecast that we should be at 45% of the 2019 traffic, whereas a few months ago we were forecasting that it would be between 50 to 60, so around 55% of the 2019 figures. So 1 year postponement and slower recovery.
India's health system is struggling to meet the demands of caring for COVID-19 patients. And now there are grave concerns for the virus mortality rate if cases there continue to rise. France is committed to sending medical equipment, including ventilators. French ambassador to India, Emmanuel Lenin, said France wants to help slow community transmissions in Indian cities.
All this package has been very carefully crafted during discussion between our two governments. You have ventilators, we are non-invasive. Most of them are used to transport critically ill patients. And I think that's really something which will be helpful. You have more than 50,000 serological testing kits. You have 50,000 also nasal and throat swabs. Altogether, this is an incredible package, and I hope that it will help India to continue to steer through COVID crisis and get out of it as soon as possible.
And in the United States, the number of cases continues to climb with the virus death toll. Florida recorded 191 COVID-19 deaths on Tuesday. It's the largest one-day rise in the pandemic. Major League Baseball team, the Miami Marlins, have recorded 17 cases in the club and have been forced to postpone their series after four more players tested positive. Coach Davey Martinez said he wasn't sure the season would go ahead in full.
Tomorrow I wake up and, you know, who knows, you know, but we got to prepare ourselves for just today and worry about today. It's only time will tell, really. It's tough. Like I said, we're in uncharted waters, man. This is like something I've never been involved with before. So, you know, we're taking our bumps and bruises like everybody else, trying to figure things out. And we're just going to take it day by day.
The United States Congress is going day by day, too. Lawmakers are under pressure to deliver another pandemic aid package in the second wave of outbreaks in southern states, with Texas now surpassing 400,000 confirmed cases. Brazil is second only to America in its number of confirmed coronavirus cases, registering just under 2.5 million today. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.